Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome to another edition of The Director's Cut. My name is Alan T, here with you for the next hour. And this week we're featuring a film from 1986. It's called Pretty in Pink. It's a teen romantic comedy drama film about love and social cliques in American high school back in the 80s. Well, it's commonly identified as a Brat Pack film. It was produced and written by John Hughes, who also served as a co-executive producer. The film was named after a song by the Psychedelic Furs, and the film soundtrack, which has been acclaimed as among the most brilliant in modern cinema, it's okay, featured a re-recording version of the song Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark's If You Leave, and it became an international hit and charted at number 4 on the American Billboard Hot 100 and did rather well in the UK. So why don't we open up with that track here on The Director's Cut this afternoon from the movie Pretty in Pink. Here are Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Like time standing still.
From Orchestral Manoeuvres in the Dark, opening up the music proceedings this afternoon, this evening, or whatever you want to call it, of the director's cut. Well, the plot line, high school senior Andy Walsh lives with underemployed working class father Jack in a Chicago suburb. Well, Andy's best friend, the outsider Phil, Ducky Dale, is in love with her, but is afraid to tell her how he truly feels. In school, Ducky and Andy, along with their friends, are harassed and bullied by the arrogant Richie kids, specifically Benny Hansen and her boyfriend Steph McGee, who finds Andy attractive and secretly resents having been rejected by her.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
You want me?
left of centre there, Suzanne Vega, together with Joe Jackson. Well, while working after school at a record store called Trax, Andy starts talking about her school's senior prom to her manager, Leona, who advises Andy to go despite not having a date. Well, Blaine McDonald, one of the preppy boys and Steph's best friend, starts talking to Andy and eventually asks her out. Music from the film Pretty in Pink here on Director's Cut this week, and that was Jesse Johnson and Get to Know You. We'll be back on the other side with more great music from the film Pretty in Pink here on TRE Talk Radio Europe.
Alan T. on the Director's Cut.
Welcome back. As we continue here with the movie soundtrack from the film Pretty in Pink. Well, on the night of the date, Andy waits for Blaine at Trax, but he's late. Ducky enters and asks Andy to go out with him, but she ignores him. When Blaine arrives, Ducky becomes upset and argues with Andy before storming off. Blaine brings Andy to Steph's house party, where Andy is mistreated by the rich partygoers. Andy then brings Blaine to a local nightclub where Leona is sitting with Ducky, who is hostile towards Blaine. After another argument with Ducky, Andy and Blaine walk out of the club. Andy tells Blaine that she wants to go home but refuses to let him bring her there, admitting that she does not want him to see where she lives. Well, she eventually allows him to drop her off and he asks her to the prom and they share their first kiss. While Andy visits Leona the next day to talk about the date. Meanwhile, Blaine, pressured by Steph and his rich friends, begins distancing himself from Andy. Do What You Do from the movie Pretty in Pink. Well, Jack presents Andy with a pink dress that he's bought for her. However, they begin to argue because Jack has been lying about going to a full-time job. Jack breaks down, revealing that he is still bitter and depressed about his wife having left him. At school, Andy confronts Blaine for avoiding her and not returning her calls. When asked about the prom, he claims that he's already asked somebody else, but had forgotten. Andy calls Blaine a liar and tells him that he is ashamed of being seen with her because he knows his rich friends will not approve. Andy runs away as a teary-eyed Blaine leaves with Steph trashing Andy as he passes. Ducky overhears Steph and attacks him in the hallway. The two fight before teachers intervene. Andy goes to Leona, upset about what happened, asks for Leona's old prom dress. We continue now with sound from the film, which, of course, this is the main theme from the Psychedelic Furs. Pretty in Pink. This is TRE Talk Radio. You're listening to The Director's Cut.
she's ever put straight. She turns herself round and she smiles and she says, this is it, that's the end of the joke. Loses herself in her dreaming and sleep, and her lovers walk through in their clothes. Wasn't she easy? Isn't she pretty? The one who insists he was first in the line is the last to remember her name. He's walking around in this dress that she wore. She's gone with the joke to say. Pretty indeed. Isn't she? Of me sometimes. She says I love you and too much. He doesn't have anything you want to steal. Well, nothing you can touch. She waits. Buttons your shirt. The traffic is waiting outside. She hands you this coat. She gives you a clothes. It's cost your life. Pretty indeed, isn't she? Pretty indeed, isn't she?
Psychedelic Furs and Pretty in Pink, the title of the film. This is The New Order and Shell Shock. Great music from the film Pretty in Pink here on the Director's Cut on TRE Talk Radio. My name is Alan T. Hope you're enjoying the music.
your soul from the end to the start.
New Order and Shell Shock. Join us on the other side with more music from the film Pretty in Pink here on the Director's Cut. Well, continuing the plot from the film Pretty in Pink, using the fabric from my owner's dress and the dress that her father had bought, Andy creates a pink prom dress. When she arrives at the prom, Andy has second thoughts about braving the crowd on her own until she sees Ducky. They reconcile and walk into the ballroom hand in hand. Well, as a drunk Steph begins mocking the couple, Blaine confronts him and finally realizes that Steph resents Andy because she turned down his advances. He calls Steph out on his spoiled and entitled attitude, saying that he no longer wishes to associate with him. Blaine shakes Ducky's hand and apologizes to Andy, telling her that he always believed in her and that he will always love her, kissing her cheek before walking out. Ducky concedes that Blaine is not like the other rich kids at school and advises Andy to go after him, joking that he will never take her to another prom if she does not. Dickie then sees a girl smiling at him, signaling to him to come over and dance with her. Andy catches up with Blaine in the parking lot and they make up. Well, let's continue now with the music from the film. This is Billy Ossom and Round Round.
Yeah.
music from the movie Pretty in Pink, I should say. This is Denny Hutton Hitters and Wouldn't It Be Good? And this is specially recorded for the film Pretty in Pink.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Just a couple more tracks to go as we continue with the Tumultuous one from the Echo and the Bunnymen, and this is Bring On the Dancing Horses.
Bring on the dancing. jolly crawl away. Bring on the headless horses wherever they may roam. Shiver and say the words of every lie you've heard. First I'm gonna make it, then I'm gonna break it till it falls apart. Hating all the faking and shaking while you're breaking my brittle heart. Brittle heart. Brittle heart. And our little heart.
One more track to go here on the Director's Cut this afternoon for the movie Pretty in Pink, and we're going to listen to The Smiths playing out with Please Please Me. Thanks so much indeed to Mali for all of her help, and I'll be back with you next time with another great, great soundtrack from another great movie. Have a good one. Take care. Bye for now.
Good times for a change. See, the luck I've had can make a good man turn bad. So please, 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 let me get what I want this time. Haven't had a dream in a long time. See, the life I've had can make a good man bad. So for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Lord knows it would be the first time.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary, while supplies last. Tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.